Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 51st week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 8, quickly, I gotta get through it. Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, had died. We see in Genesis chapter number 24, verse number 59, that Deborah had come with Rebekah when Rebekah left to marry Isaac. And time won't allow me to remember when Rebekah and Isaac was married and took the nursemaid. That was Deborah. Well, she had died. She had come along and undoubtedly had cared for Jacob from the time that he was born. When Rebekah gave birth, and this was her handmaid, so to speak, Deborah became like a grandma to him. And we have people even in this church that aren't my blood relatives, and you probably, that is an older lady that took care of you and watched out over you, and it's like a grandma. Well, Rebekah had died, and then Deborah had died, we see in this verse. The Bible does not say when Deborah rejoined with Jacob, but obviously it was when he was in Shechem, because when he left, you know, it wasn't that way. She was with Rebekah. He came with these others. Are y'all following? So probably he was in Shechem. Rebekah died, and Deborah, which was the old lady now, came to live with Jacob, and she was probably like a grandma to the whole household, and that's why they mention her. And this, just one little short verse, mentioned Deborah in this verse. And then verses 9 through 15, once again, God appeared to Jacob, renewing and reminding Jacob of the promise he'd made some 30 years earlier at that exact same spot. God had revealed himself to Jacob as God Almighty. We see it in verse number 11. God said unto him, I am God Almighty. In Hebrew, that is that. You've heard the song, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. That's what God Almighty means, or El Shaddai means, is God Almighty. It's interesting that God revealed himself to Abram the same way. And in Genesis 17:1, when Abram was 90 years old and 99 years of age, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. He also appeared unto Isaac the same way in Genesis 28, verse 3, speaking to Jacob, and God Almighty shall bless thee. So he made the same promise again to Jacob here in verse number 11 of chapter number 35. The one who nourishes and provides strong enough to meet every need. That's what we see in these verses here. And then quickly, I'm running out of time. Verses 16 through 20. What a sad story here it is. Remember, Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah. Remember when they were married? He worked 7 hard years from Laban, the dad-in-law, and he thought he was getting Rachel. He woke up the next morning. Ah! You're not Rachel, you're Leah. He was tricked, okay? Anyway, you remember the story. He told Laban, why did you do this? And the Bible says that he loved Rachel more than Leah. How do you think that made Leah feel? What, am I chopped liver? You know, Leah? Anyway, and we remember we go through those chapters. They were always fighting back and forth and back and forth. Rachel and Leah, you know, fighting over Isaac. Anyway, Rachel dies, giving birth. And look in verse number, well, let's read this. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there came but a little way to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed. She was having hard labor. She's giving birth. And it came to pass, while she was in hard labor, the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died. And as she was dying, she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. It's interesting. The word Benoni is the word son, means son of my sorrow. She's dying. She's travailing in birth and she's about to die. And obviously she's in a lot of pain and grief. And as she dies, she said, I'm naming him Benoni. And dad, Jacob, didn't want his son to carry that name for the rest of his life. How you like to be known as the rest of your life as a son who say caused your mother to die, but was responsible for your mother's death, son of sorrow. And dad said, no, we're not going to do that at all. Kind of like, remember that, was that Johnny Cash song? How do you do? My name is Sue. Been growed up, his whole life people been picking on him. Son of sorrow? Dad said, no, he's not going to be named that. And after she had passed, he called his name Benjamin, which means the son of the right hand. Man, there's a message in that one. The son of the right hand. You know, the right hand is always that special place. It's associated with strength and with honor. We find in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, that Christ is now sitting at the right hand, the throne of God. The right hand is a special place. Again, there's so much here and I got to move on. He wanted to name this son, a special son, Benjamin. Well, verses number 21 and 22, boy, that old sin nature just keeps eking out. Look at verse 22. And it came to pass that when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and laid with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. It's interesting. He's the oldest son, okay? Reuben is the oldest son. Went and laid with the daddy's concubine. Well, so much could be said about that, but Jacob never forgot that. Matter of fact, we read in Genesis 49, when Jacob is dying and all the sons came to him and he's blessing his boys. The first one that came to him, Reuben, he says this in verse number 3. Thou art my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength. In other words, you're my first one. And the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Man, that sounds good, Dad, but he wasn't done. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. You have all the ability, son. You have power. You have strength. But you're not going to excel because you're unstable. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, Bilhah, and defiled that. He went up to my couch. You did something you wasn't supposed to do. And interesting, the next two boys showed up, Simeon and Levi. Remember, those were the ones who went and killed all those people in Shechem. Remember, they told him you have to be circumcised. And on the third day, while they're in much pain, I ain't going there, but I guarantee you they were laying around hurting that Levi and Simeon got with sword and killed all those guys. Well, Jacob never forgot that either. So when he's blessing his boys, he says, cursed be your anger, for it was fierce in their wrath, and it was cruel, and I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. And that did happen. As we get later in the book of Genesis, you'll see that those tribes were scattered. And then there's another one I want to get to real quick. I got 3 minutes. In verse number 16, there's a man named Dan, a son named Dan. He's blessing all those boys. Dan shows up, and he says, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Interesting, Dan. He said, you're going to be a judge over your people. Dan shall be a serpent, by the way. By the way, he's calling him a snake in the grass. His own kid, a serpent. He said, you're a snake in the grass. An adder in the path that biteth the horse heel, so the rider shall fall backwards. I believe, just as a sideline, that the Antichrist is coming from the tribe of Dan. A lot of people wouldn't agree with that, but they've been wrong before.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.